नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 27, अटैक बाय चंदबेगा ऑन द सिटी ऑफ किंग पुरंजना एंड द कैरेक्टर ऑफ काला कन्या, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1-10. Puranjana's life in a nutshell. The great sage Narada continued,
"My dear king, after bewildering her husband in different ways and bringing him under her control, the wife of King Puranjana gave him all satisfaction and enjoyed sex life with him. The queen took her bath and dressed herself nicely with all auspicious garments and ornaments. After taking food and becoming completely satisfied, she returned to the king. Upon seeing her beautifully decorated, attractive face, the king welcomed her with all devotion. Queen Puranjani embraced the king, and the king also responded by embracing her shoulders. And so in this way, in a solitary place, they enjoyed joking words. Thus, King Puranjana became very much captivated by his beautiful wife and deviated from his good sense. Puranjana forgot that the passing of the days and nights only meant that his span of life was being reduced without any profit. Increasingly overwhelmed by illusion in this way, King Puranjana, although advanced in consciousness, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms, and in this way, Puranjana considered woman to be his ultimate life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the mode of ignorance, Puranjana could not understand the meaning of self-realization or the meaning of his own self, what to speak of the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear King Prachina Barhishat, in this way, King Puranjana, with his heart full of lust and sinful reactions, began to enjoy sex with his wife, and in this way, his new life and youth expired kshana ardham, in a half a moment. O you whose lifespan is great, Virat, in this way, King Puranjana begot sons within the womb of his wife, Puranjani. However, in this business, he passed away half of his lifespan. O Prajapati, King Prachina Barhishat, in this way, King Puranjan also begot daughters. All of these were equally glorified, like their father and mother. Their behavior was gentle, and they possessed audarja, magnanimity, and shila, other good qualities. After this, Puranjana, king of the Panchala country, in order to increase the descendants of his paternal family, married his sons with qualified wives and married his daughters with qualified husbands. Of these many sons, each produced hundreds and hundreds of grandsons. And so in this way, the whole city of Panchala became overcrowded by the sons and grandsons of King Puranjana. These sons and grandsons were Tatrikta Hareshu, virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. And Puranjana's attachment for all these things was Nirudhena, very deeply rooted.
Recorded November 26, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhakta Icha Upata Rupaya Paramatman Namostu Te Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malane Namapankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adivijaya Purnabodhaya Te Namaha Ajaya Janayit Tresya Brahmane Ananda Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhuktatman Paramatman Namos Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Goddess Bhumi prayed, "Obeisances unto you, the Lord of the chief demigods, O holder of the conch shell, disc, and club, O supreme soul within the heart. You assume your various forms in order to fulfill your devotees' desires. Obeisances unto you. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower. You are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers. Your glance is as cool as the lotus, and your feet are engraved with lotuses. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva, Vishnu, the primeval person, the original seed. Obeisances unto you, the omniscient one. Obeisances unto you of unlimited energies. You are the unborn progenitor of this universe. You are the absolute. O soul of the high and low, O soul of the created elements, O all-pervading supreme soul, obeisances unto you, Lord Krishna.